And now it's time for the occasional segment we call In Your Ear. That's where we hear from some of the guests on the program to find out what songs they've been listening to. This time we're checking in with chef and cookbook author Bryant Terry. His cookbook, The Inspired Vegan, paired each menu with its own playlist. So you can bet he was willing to tell us about the music he listens to when he's cooking for his family.
Hi, this is Bryant Terry, and this is what's playing in my ear. Adidas to Adis by Cut Chemist. My wife and I have a 10-month-old daughter, and sometimes it's too much for us to think about making a meal at the end of the day. So there's this Ethiopian restaurant in Oakland that we love getting takeout from, and we bring it home, and, you know, this song is just a perfect backdrop sometimes because it's kind of drawing from traditional Ethiopian music, but, you know, he's kind of chopping up the songs and adding a lot of cuts and breaks in, so it's kind of like a hip-hop interpretation of traditional Ethiopian music to go with our meal. When I'm chopping onions, I like to listen to Yeah You by Shabazz Palaces. No playing part, never sharp, fame their art, game, oh stop, Eurocentric, zero pimpage to rag, they only is incentive. The song is so intense and fiery, and this is such a brilliant indictment on conspicuous consumption and, you know, folks forgetting about their history and just really not working towards a more just world. And so, I don't know, along with the onions and the intensity and me crying because I'm chopping onions, I feel like that song just puts me in kind of a meditative zone to get through it, you know, get through chopping the onions without giving up. Clones on phones, sniffed out drones, never made they bones. I know to make they wealth, they'll break they self. All vapor, stand for paper, music capers, love they haters, desire to jealous, body lovers, crying fronters, lies and cover-ups, self-promoters, slippery slopers, speculate. Come from way above. I'm also listening to Angel by Massive Attack, featuring Horace Andy, the brilliant dub reggae singer. Well, since my daughter was born, we really wanted to make sure that the music that she was listening to was just mellow and positive and beautiful. So mostly at our home, we play reggae and dub. And this is more of, a trip-hop song because of Massive Attack, kind of bringing in that genre, at least being some of the leaders in that genre. But, you know, Horace Andy has been one of their main vocalists that they work with. And, you know, my daughter's my angel, and it's just such a great song to help me get pumped up for the task of feeding her and having food flying over the place and having her trying to grab the spoon when I'm attempting to put it in her mouth, putting the food in her mouth. Another song I'm listening to is Angola by the late Cesara Evora, and it's such a beautiful song. When the weather permits, we love to have meals in our backyard, and I'll put the speakers out the window of my daughter's room, and that song just warms me up and reminds me of the beautiful spirit and soul of Cesara Evora. And, you know, just seeing her perform it live in concert is one of the most positive memories that I have of seeing a live musician, so I love having that song playing when we're eating meals outside.
That was chef and cookbook author Bryant Terry telling us what's playing in his ear. To hear our previous conversation as well as get some tips on eating vegan, just go to our website, npr.org, click on the Programs tab, and look for Tell Me More. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow. Angola,